Declarations of Independence.
The pictures say hundreds of thousands took to the streets of Hama in Syria over the weekend in the latest call for democracy in that country.
But the pictures are internet postings, unverified images from streets where no foreign reporters can go. The uprising is real. The pictures don't lie, but they aren't the whole story. Independence, a long day's journey into Syria. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin with a portrait of a Syrian American fighting for freedom on this 4th of July. It is Monday, July 4th, 2011.
And the holidays at the top of the news this morning. On this 4th of July, many fireworks shows from Arizona to Florida are canceled because of record drought and some of the worst wildfires in history. And Mother Nature is turning up the heat. At least 10 states saw record-high temperatures over the weekend. In Florida, a wildfire has burned half of the Okefenokee National Park. In New Mexico, thousands of firefighters continue to battle the largest wildfire there in state history. But officials gave the all clear for residents to return to the town of Los Alamos. They also said there's no sign of radiation near the nuclear laboratory there. The fire is still burning, though, and it's now threatening hundreds of buildings and ancient sites on a nearby Indian reservation.
An environmental tragedy, if not a disaster, on the Yellowstone River in Montana. Federal and state officials are assessing the damage this morning after an ExxonMobil pipeline buried under the river ruptured, leaking tens of thousands of gallons of oil. The EPA's Sonia Penak says crews are having a hard time trying to contain the oil.
The river is flowing so fast, my understanding is they can't get boats in it. So they are putting out absorbent booms to capture the oil from the shoreline.
The EPA says it will know more about the potential damage to wildlife, including rainbow trout, later today. But Alexis Bonagavsky, who owns goats near the spill zone, tells CBS that oil lapping up onto her property makes it impossible for her animals to graze.
From my own assessment, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to use it. From what I'm looking at, there's oil all over the topsoil, and I don't want my animals eating that.
The spill occurred about 150 miles north of Yellowstone National Park.
For the first time, the Obama administration has urged a judge to find the law defining marriage as between a man and a woman unconstitutional. The Justice Department has filed a legal brief in a federal court in San Francisco in support of a lawsuit against the Defense of Marriage Act. The brief says the federal law is motivated by hostility toward gays and lesbians and is unconstitutional. A boat carrying American tourists sank off Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Officials say one person is dead, six are still missing.
Judges at a war crimes tribunal at The Hague entered not guilty pleas to 11 charges on Ratko Mladic's behalf this morning. The former Bosnian military chief was removed from his arraignment after repeatedly interrupting the hearing and refusing to enter pleas. Mladic is charged with crimes, including genocide, in connection with the Bosnian War. Syrian tanks reportedly moving back into the city of Hama after President Assad fired the governor there over the weekend. Coming up, we'll hear how one Syrian American is spending this July 4th, trying to assist his friends and family in their own fight for democracy in Syria. And Thailand has elected its first female prime minister this morning. She's Yingluck Shinawatra, the sister of an exiled former prime minister who was toppled in a military coup 5 years ago. Last year, the military crushed street protests by her party. This morning, the military says it will not intervene and the vote will stand. Asian markets are up, reacting to the news in Thailand. European indices are mixed, more worries about Greece, and U.S. markets are closed for the holiday. Coming up this morning, tell us about your America.
America is my reservation with its ancient rocks, big sky, endless prairie, and bison. It's trying to maintain this timelessness while awash in a sea of foreignness.
One question, many answers. What is my America to you? That's one of our listeners joining our series, exploring what it means to an American, to be an American, story by story, experience by experience. We'll hear more from that citizen later this hour, as well as the journey of our newest Americans, naturalized citizens. Join the conversation. Tell us a personal detail or a story from your life, an emblem for you that means My America. Post to thetakeaway.org or call 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.